My name is Michael Sun, 中文名字叫 Sun Yang. Okay. So let's see. So I worship in the English speaking congregation.
Next slide, please. 对不起啊，我的名字叫孙杨医师，我在杜克精神科啊。
Yeah, so I worship in the English-speaking congregation. I've been there for the past 3 years, and coincidentally, that's also when I moved down here from medical school to start a residency in psychiatry.
过去三年我一直在英文堂聚会啊，那也是我三年前开始从医学院毕业之后来到杜克精神科实习的开始。
So this is my last year of adult training, and next year I'll be specializing in child and adolescent psychiatry.
所以过去啊，就是说我一直在接受成人方面的这个精神科方面的训练。不过我马上要开始的是啊，针对孩童方面的精神科的啊实习。
One of the big things that I just wanted to convey through this presentation is that this is.Who I am, and for you to perhaps be able to put a face to the mental health system.
所以今天我主要让大家能够了解的就是说，认识我是谁，然后希望大家能够就是说有一个面目，可以把这个精神科心理健康能够在一个很实际的面目的这个认识之下，把它连接起来。
If you don't know anyone in the Asian American community who is working in the field of mental health, or who you might be able to talk to, now you do.
如果你在精神科方面不认识任何华人的话，现在你认识一位了。
And I'd love to continue any conversations that may come up here.Further throughout the coming weeks.
我也很愿意跟你们继续的对话，如果有这方面的需要的话。
Okay, so a little bit more about me.
所以介绍一下我自己。下一个 slide.
Yep. Right. So I was born and raised in Philadelphia.
我是生长在费城。
My parents came from Beijing, China.
我父母从北京来。
That's them right there.
这是他们的照片。
And I grew up in Philadelphia. I went to college at Harvard, and then I went to Dartmouth Medical School, and now I'm here.
我是去哈佛大学部，然后去 Dartmouth 这个医学院，然后现在在杜克实习。
All right.
下一张。
So, you know, in being asked to give this talk, one of the things that I was asked to do was try to explain what mental health is from a medical perspective.
所以我被要求来讲这个讲座的时候是说要让大家认识从精神科医师的角度什么叫做认识什么叫心理健康。
And mental health, well, it's a very, very big topic, and it's not something that I think about as a whole actually very often anymore in my day-to-day.
其实心理健康它是一个很大的题目，我并没有每天都在思考这个题目。
But to talk about some general principles and also to compare and contrast mental health with physical health, I thought I might start out by talking about subjective well-being.
所以我是想说，我们理解一下这个心理健康跟身体生理的健康的这个差别。所以我先讲一些主观的一些认识。
So for instance, in physical health, it's often fairly straightforward to do some measurements, take some blood, run some tests, and come out with a picture of your physical health.
所以从那个生理的健康来讲，我们常常可以做一些检验，查血压什么等等等等，来客观的。检查他的健康。
But very rarely in mental health am I able to fully understand what is going on with someone without relying on how they say that they're doing.
可是从心理健康角度来讲，我们很难能够有这样子客观的一些测量，所以常常我需要来靠着对方就是这个病人他们自己主观的告诉我的。
It also requires, in some ways, being honest with yourself.
这需要这个病人他自己对自己很诚实。
that to answer the question, how are you doing? How are you feeling?
就说病人能够很诚实地面对他自己如何，他的心理状况如何。
To feel comfortable with your own answer and also to feel comfortable with sharing it.
啊，这个病人必须要自己能够觉得说他能够坦然地来分享他自己的心理状况，然后能够把他跟别人分享。
The other thing that we are always doing in mental health is trying to relate how people say they are doing with their functioning in life.
我们常常也把这个病人他们主观的说他们的心理状况如何跟他们的生活机能连接在一起。
So in terms of competence and autonomy, it's important to us that our patients are able to feel like they are in control and to also feel like they are able to move towards the goals that they're setting for themselves.
所以对我们来讲，这个他们的自理能力，还有他们自制，生活上的自制，这些功能是很重要的一个层面。
It's also very important in mental health that people exist in a larger community.
这些心理健康的这些病人，他们也需要在一个，我们也必须要在一个大的这个群体里面来来衡量这个事情，这个病人的状况。
And there are ties and responsibilities that bind us all together.
就是要考量他们的人际关系跟其他人的这个社群的关系。
A lot of the first signs that something might be going wrong with mental health is for people to not feel as part of the community as they did before.
很多时候心理健康出了问题的人，他们第一个的一个征象就是他们觉得他们不属于这个任何一个群体。
And finally, there's talk about potential.
然后我们可以谈一些这个潜在的我们可以对付的一些针对这些问题的一些对策。
And sometimes the community can be pretty important in that. Sometimes a person can't see for themselves that they might not be reaching their full potential.
所以对于这个对策来讲啊，我们要针对这样子的人的需要的话，这个社群，这个人存在的社群就非常的重要，因为这个病人本身可能看不见那样子的潜在的这个可能的帮助。下一张。
So I don't know if you will be able to read all of these, and I'm having a little bit of trouble myself, but we'll do our best.
我不知道你能不能看得清楚，这个有点字有点小。
It's important to know that mental health is related to physical health.
就是说我们很重要要了解，就是说心理健康跟身体健康很多时候是有关联的。
For instance, people with depression tend to die sooner.
比如说心理健康有问题的人通常也会比较早。面临死亡。
There's a study in people who, after a heart attack, measured the lifespan of people who had depression after the heart attack and didn't.
所以有一个研究，就是研究那些心脏病之后的人有忧郁症的跟没有忧郁症的人。
And depression was actually the most important factor in determining how long a person would live after their heart attack.
所以这个心脏病之后有忧郁症的人是一个最重要的可以预期他们可以活多久的一个因素。
It was more predictive than any physical risk factor.
它比任何的生理上的一些指标都要有这个预期的效果。
And it makes sense because difficulties with mental health do lead to physical changes.
因为这个是有道理的，因为你心理健康上面有问题，确实会带来生理上的问题。
So let's go through a few of them.
所以我们来看几个例子。
So big ones that will always, still previous slide. So the big ones that we always tend to ask about are how are you sleeping and how are you eating?
所以常常我们会问到的一个问题就是你如何睡眠如何睡眠品质如何。
Social withdrawal means is your routine in terms of getting out into the community, doing things with other people, is that changing at all?
还有就是你的社群互动的关系，你是不是有出去跟人互动？
Are you able to make it through a day without becoming fatigued or tired?
你是不是可以一天做该做的事情该做的事情而不会有特别的这种疲累的感觉。
If you're called upon to concentrate on a project or activity, are you able to do so?
你如果需要做一些特别的事情，你是不是可以专心把它做完呢？
And then there are some more uncommon, but also, you know, in some ways more concerning risk factors as well.
还有一些比较常见的啊，比较这个重要的一些啊症候。
So feeling helpless or hopeless or guilty.
还有就是觉得很无助，或者觉得很大的罪恶感。
Engaging in sort of negative health behaviors like smoking or drinking or doing drugs.
或者是做一些不是很健康的一些行为，像用毒品抽烟等等。
Irritability and anger, especially with people that are close to you.
还有就是就是很躁郁很容易生气，尤其是对你身边的人。
And thinking about hurting yourself.
甚至想要伤害自己。
And at times maybe believing things that aren't true, hearing things that other people aren't hearing, seeing things other people aren't seeing.
有的时候甚至是会相信一些不是真实的事情然后会听到一些或者是看到一些别人根本听不到看不到的东西。
And finally, being unable to meet your obligations or work towards the goals that you set for yourself at home or at work or at school.
最后就是说他没有办法来实行他所每天所应该做的他的责任啊。
Yeah, so next slide.
下
Okay, we know that for any of us, there are things that improve mental health.
所以我们知道说，对于我们任何一个人，我们要在心理健康上面得改善。
Okay, it seems fairly straightforward to imagine that if you're having, you know, not enough sleep or not eating enough or eating too much, that getting enough sleep and eating healthy would have a positive impact.
所以很难想象说，如果你只是因为睡眠不足或者是饮食不健康，你就睡饱一点，然后吃好一点，就可以把问题解决了。
Exercise releases some powerful positive neurotransmitters or chemicals in the brain that help as well.
所以运动呢，可以帮助我们的身体释放一些很有帮助的一些神经疏导的一些成分。
We know that connecting with others or giving back are also powerful, positive influences.
我们也知道说我们帮助别人就跟人有很好的互动，这也是很有帮助的。
So it is the case that a lot of times difficulties with mental health lead people to find it hard to do these things.
所以我们看见心理健康上面出问题的人也很难做到这些事情。
And that can be a sign that, discussion around whether to seek professional help may be warranted.
所以这个时候也就是需要讨论考虑是不是要去见一个专业的人士的帮助。
Someone like me.
像我。
Right. So there are many options to interact with the mental health system.
所以在这个医疗的系统里面有很多的方式可以得到治疗。
The options that I'm most familiar with that I'll talk a little bit more about later are in a psychiatrist's office or perhaps in the emergency room or in the hospital.
所以我等一下会谈的比较多的就是譬如说来到我一个精神科医师的办公室或者是到了这个急诊室会发生什么事。
Schools are a really important option. Schools have usually a lot of experience dealing with, especially kids that are dealing with a variety of mental health issues.
学校里面其实也是个很好的这个帮助的来源，他们常常面对这样子的一些需要。
And many people first come across mental health issues by talking to their primary care doctors.
很多人他们会首先谈到他们的心理健康问题是跟他们的家庭医生。
Finally, psychology or psychologists, which are different than psychiatrists, but also share some important similarities as well.
最后还有一个就是心理医生这个我会讲一下跟精神科医生有什么差别。
I think one of the biggest things to remember is that psychologists have every the same expertise in diagnosing mental health issues.
所以心理医生他们是跟精神科的医生是有一个类似的地方，就是他们都可以正确的诊断心理健康的问题。
The difference is in the specialty of how to treat or deal with those issues.
差别就是在他们可以怎么样的来专业的来治疗。下一张。
Okay, so let's say that I come to work and you are scheduled to have an appointment with me.
So 假设说好我去上班了，然后你到我的办公室来啊。
Okay, so we'll have some time to talk about why you're here.
So 我们会有点时间谈一谈为什么你来见我。
You will do most of the talking.
你会说的，你主要会是你在说。
I'll ask you to fill in some more details and to kind of get a history of what you've encountered before, what your ideas are right now, and sort of what your ideas about the plan might be.
所以我会让你分享一些细节啊，就是过去发生了什么事情，然后可能我们会怎么处理等等。
And then we'll talk about what to do next.
Yeah, 我们会谈到下一步的对策。
Usually my main goal is just to make you feel comfortable enough that you'll show up the next time.
Yeah, 通常我的主要目的是希望你能够觉得很就是说很坦诚，愿意跟我分享，然后愿意下一次再来。
Okay. It's a little bit different in the emergency room. Next slide.
在急诊室的话就不太一样的状况。
So there we are. Struggling with two very important questions. One is, are you capable or about to hurt yourself?
所以主要的两个问题在急诊室我们会处理的。第一个就是说，你是不是会很快的，或者是你有可能会伤害自己或者伤害别人。
And also trying to figure out whether you can interact in the world in a reality-based way.
还有就是说，你是不是能够很实际的、正常的跟这个社会啊，你的周遭啊互动。
Something that may happen is that you might be in some ways asked or even forced to stay in the hospital for a few days in order to protect your safety.
有可能有些状况你会被要求需要住院来观察几天。
We'll do our best to keep you informed of everything that's going on.
我们也会尽量的让你明白一切会发生在你身上。
We recognize that it's often a very confusing and chaotic environment.
Yeah, 我们理解在那个状况可以是一个很混乱、很令人焦虑的状况。下一张。
Okay, so finally, this slide is just to put some names of different medications up on the screen.
所以这只是让你们看一些可能使用的一些药物的名字。
These are the kinds of medications that I deal with on a day-to-day basis.
这些是我每天都可能会使用的一些药物。
So I can't say that I can give you know, sort of personalized medical advice outside of a clinical setting.
在我的这个门诊之外，我没有办法给你一个个人化的一些建议。
But I'm also saying that I'm here to be a resource.
But同样的我就在这里可以是一个你们可以咨询的一个来源。
It's important to me that therapy is also included on this slide.
很重要要点出的就是一个諮商諮商也諮商治疗也在这个上面。
For most of the things that we could talk about, therapy works as well or better than medication.
这样很多时候諮商也会跟药物一样的有效或甚至更有效。
And almost always the combination of medication and therapy works better than either alone.
对，很多时候就是諮商或者医药那个，諮商跟医药两个合在一起呢，比两个个别的使用是更有效的。
All right. So there are plenty of, I think, resources that will be talked about. I think for our first time, you know, kind of speaking to each other, these are the kinds of things that I wanted to leave you guys with.
Thank you, Mike. 所以这个是第一步，我们最后还会有一些资源资讯方面的分享哈。所以这个就是孙医师要跟我们分享的到这里。然后有任何要给孙医师的问题的话，你们手上或许有一张拿到一张小小的白的纸哈，你们可以写在这个上面。